They were within 20 feet of Hagrid's house when the front door opened, but it wasn't Hagrid who emerged. Gilderoy Lockhart, wearing robes of palest mauve today, came striding out. "Quick, behind here," Harry hissed, dragging Ron behind a nearby bush. Hermione followed, somewhat reluctantly. "It's a simple matter, if you know what you're doing," Lockhart was saying loudly to Hagrid. "If you need help, you know where I am. I'll let you have a copy of my book. I'm surprised you haven't already got one. I'll sign one tonight and send it over. Well, goodbye." And he strode away toward the castle. Harry waited until Lockhart was out of sight, then pulled Ron out of the bush and up to Hagrid's front door. They knocked urgently. Hagrid appeared at once, looking very grumpy, but his expression brightened when he saw who it was.
"Been wondering when you'd come to see me. Come in, come in. Thought you might have been Professor Lockhart back again."
Harry and Hermione supported Ron over the threshold into the one-room cabin, which had an enormous bed in one corner, a fire crackling merrily in the other. Hagrid didn't seem perturbed by Ron's slug problem, which Harry hastily explained as he lowered Ron into the chair.
"Better out than in," he said cheerfully,
plunking a large copper basin in front of him.
"Get 'em all up, Ron."
"I don't think there's anything to do except wait for it to stop," said Hermione anxiously, watching Ron bend over the basin. "That's a difficult curse to work at the best of times, but with a broken wand."
Hagrid was bustling around making them tea. His boarhound, Fang, was slobbering over Harry.
"What did Lockhart want with you, Hagrid?" Harry asked, scratching Fang's ears.
"Giving me advice on getting kelpies out of the well," growled Hagrid, moving a half-plucked rooster off his scrub table and setting down the teapot. "Like I don't know, and banging on about some banshee he banished. If one word of it was true, I'll eat my kettle."